You're listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 263.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? This is Alex Pardo, guys, and I got a Q&A episode for you here today where I'm going to be diving into a couple different creative ways that you guys can sell some of your deals. And look, listen, we all know that, especially in today's market, you know, buyers are a dime a dozen. But I think a lot of people adopt that mentality, and although it's true, it kind of makes them lazy to a certain degree, and they just focus on controlling deals. They focus on, you know, lead generation, lead conversion, which, believe me, I've been the one pounding the drum on this podcast about, you know, the importance of just marketing, lead gen, lead conversion, going on appointments, etc. And that's still true. That's still very, very applicable. I mean, you need to be spending the majority of your time, locking up deals, right? But You don't want to stop your marketing for buyers because, you know, buyers have an expiration date. You know, I look throughout, I think back the last 5 to 6 years, and yeah, there's still, you know, maybe a handful of buyers that have stuck through it over the course of the last 5, 6 years that are just always buying because that's their core business. But buyers have an expiration date. You know, the buyers that you have today may not be buying in 1 to 2 years. So you always constantly just want to be making sure that you have some lines in the water so that you're attracting new buyers into your buyers list. And so this particular Q&A episode, I had an email sent to me a couple days ago about, hey, what are some of the different things that you're doing to attract buyers? And I'm actually going to include a few links in the show notes page to some episodes I've done on building your cash buyers list, okay? But what I want to kind of just hone in on today are a few different resources that you guys can leverage to build your buyer's list and to get your property sold, faster. And I'm even going to kind of talk about some creative things that you can do if you're just having a challenging time moving some of your deals. Let's say maybe you just locked it up at a price that doesn't quite make sense for most of your buyers. I guarantee you chances are there's a buyer out there for that property. You just kind of have to get creative in how you market it and potentially even structure the deal. So the main resource I want to share with you guys today is a website, gosection8.com. So if you guys go to gosection8.com, this is a website that essentially, you know, a lot of landlords on there are, you can essentially go on there and you can market your deals to landlords that have Section 8 properties that they're renting out Section 8, and contact these people, let them know, hey, listen, I got a deal. And what you can do is you can even look up by zip code, I believe, on gosection8.com. So if you have a property in whatever zip code, you can go ahead and punch in that zip code. It'll bring up a list of, you know, all the property owners that are renting their properties to Section 8 tenants, and you can go ahead and send them a message. So this is a creative way to, you know, get your property in front of people, the landlords that you know have properties that they're renting to Section 8 tenants. So that's a really good resource for you. The other thing that a lot of people kind of discount, and you know, is when you see for rent signs on the street, or you see for rent signs, you know, you see for rent ads in Craigslist or even in your local paper, if you still, you know, look at the local paper, call those people, because oftentimes they're also landlords that are looking to acquire more properties. And if they are not, kind of a twist is you can pivot the conversation and say, well, listen, by any chance, you know, you wouldn't have any interest in selling this property that you're renting, would you? Ask that question, guys, because, you might ask that question 10, 20 times and you'll probably get 15 to 18 no's, but you're going to get a few people that you can essentially turn that conversation from, hey, are you looking for more properties? They tell you no, to, okay, well, are you a seller? You know, so in real estate, you're always talking to, when you look at people and you connect with people, find out if they're a buyer, find out if they're a seller, find out if they're a lender, or find out if they know somebody who might be one of the three. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. When you talk to people, you know, whoever you might connect with, find out if they're a buyer of real estate, find out if they're a seller of real estate, find out if they're a potential lender. If they're none of the three, or maybe they're one of the three, they might also be the fourth. Well, who else do they know that might be a buyer, seller, or lender? Okay. So that's something I wanted to kind of throw in here that, you know, you guys just need to always kind of keep top of mind is whenever you connect with people, you always want to lead with value. You always want to lead with what you can do for them, but make sure that you talk, make sure that you let people know what you do, what you're looking for, and constantly stay top of mind to all your people. Okay. So when, by the way, this also applies on GoSection8.com. When you send these people a message, if they're not looking to buy more properties, they're not looking to buy more assets and build their portfolio, find out if they have any real estate they're looking to sell. If they don't, find out if they're a potential lender. You know, do they want to earn a return on their money without the headaches of, you know, managing tenants, toilets, et cetera, right? Have those conversations with people because it could lead to more business. You know, the larger you grow your network, the larger you get your message out there, the more opportunities you're going to have to make more money, grow your business, live the kind of lifestyle you want, et cetera. It's all a ripple effect, right? So those are some different ways, kind of, I don't want to necessarily say outside the box because this is nothing like earth shattering. But these are things that either, you know, you haven't heard of this resource, or maybe you know this, but you're not doing it, right? Oftentimes I hear things and I'm like, yeah, I know that. I'm quick to discard it, but then I kind of think and I'm like, okay, well, are we leveraging this? Have we implemented this in our business? Are we doing it? You know, one of the things that we look back at one of our marketing campaigns to sellers that have produced results for us, but lately we haven't teed up any of those campaigns, is sending out text message campaigns to all of the existing leads in our pipeline. You know, and you can apply that same approach to your buyers, you know, is reaching out to your buyers via text, because, you know, if you have a mobile number, usually it's about 100% open rate versus email. You know, you're lucky if you get 15% open rate these days, you know? So think about ways that you can get in front of different people and let them know, find out if they're buying, selling, if they're potentially lending, or if they know somebody, you know, that falls into one of those categories. Okay. And then what I was going to mention as far as a creative way that you can get property sold, if, you know, nobody bats 1,000%. I don't know any wholesaler, or I don't know anybody that sells every single deal they get, right? So sometimes you just contract it too high, or sometimes maybe it's a high priced property. Matter of fact, we are currently in the process of marketing a property. I think we're asking like $349 for the property. And it's got some equity. You know, ARV is probably about $450. Needs a little bit of work, not too much. But, you know, it's a high price point property. It's usually not in the range of properties that we sell. We're typically selling, you know, anywhere between 100 and 250. And so this one's got some meat on the bone, but, you know, it's been slightly challenging to find the right buyer for. We're in talks now where we're looking for $349 on this property. And I think the buyer that we're talking to is coming in like at $320. Right. So we're $29,000 off, but we have some, you know, we got some spread in this deal. We locked it up at a pretty decent price. And so if we're not able to find a buyer that is able to come in cash at $349, obviously we're reaching out to agents that have been involved in cash transactions in that particular zip code. This is not a rental property, obviously, based on price. So we're not really leveraging Go Section 8, although it still would be worth going down that exercise because you just never know who you're going to get in front of. Of course, you can put out bandit signs in the area, and there's a lot of different things you can do to market properties. But one of the things that we're talking to this buyer about is if we're not able to find, you know, somebody at or very, very close to what we're looking for, him coming in with $320,000 cash. You know, so we would still make a decent amount on the front end because, you know, we locked it up at, I think we're into the property at 290 or 295. So we'll still make some on the front end. But then essentially we will seller finance the rest of our profit. You know, we'll put a note on the property, you know, and we're in talks to see if we can do that kind of structure. And look, even if it's 4 or 5%, right? Forget about, you know, financing at 10, 12, 15%. If we can get that, fantastic. But even if we can finance at 4 or 5%, you know, 3 or a 6 month term, you know, we're getting some money. on our profit, right? We're getting some interest on our profit, and we're going to get our profit in 3 to 6 months. So it's just a creative way. You know, people think about owner financing, seller financing, et cetera, and that those creative type deals when you're buying properties and when you're working with homeowners. You can apply that same thing on the B2C side when you're selling properties to cash buyers if the deal makes sense. You know, so if you've exhausted all of your options and you just feel like, hey, I'm not going to be able to sell this property, see if you can make a little bit on the front end or a lot on the front end, depending on how much, you know, spread you have in the deal, and maybe structure it where, you know, you take back, you know, you put a note on the property and you essentially finance your profit, if that makes sense. So let me know if you guys have any other creative ways of marketing and selling your deals other than, you know, what most people do as far as email marketing, text marketing, bandit signs, you know, just reaching out to agents, et cetera. Think about how whenever you get a deal, don't be a motivated seller. Don't be so quick to just get that property sold and potentially leave a lot of meat on the bone there. You definitely want to leave meat on the bone. You know, you want to make sure that you're selling quality assets to your buyers. That's how they're going to come back to you. And ultimately those people are your clients. Those are your repeat buyers. But don't be so quick to just go and accept any price and get it sold as quickly as possible. Take them, you know, go through your marketing process. Hopefully you have different ways to market your properties, but ultimately if you just kind of find that, hey, I just picked up a deal that's kind of challenging because of X or Y reason, this could be a potential way that you could sell the deal and monetize it and maybe even make a little bit more in the long run in the form of interest. Okay. So guys, that's what I got for you on today's show. I just want to put this out there. I just finished working with a one-on-one client, got phenomenal results. The guy sent me, I'm super, super grateful for him. He made so much progress over the course of 3 months. Just night and day from where he started to 3 months later. Sent me a 16-minute video testimonial, which was just amazing. And so I am going to be looking to work with one person at this time over the course of the next 3 months, where it would just be, you know, me and that person in a consulting type of arrangement. So if you guys have any interest in that, there's going to be a link in the show notes page where you guys can go and just, you know, submit a little bit of information about you, your business, and then I will reach out to you and let you know if it's a potential fit. So just look for that in the show notes page of this particular episode. So if you guys go to flipempire.com/episode263, there will be a link. If for whatever reason, you know, you can't find it, or maybe you're driving or whatever, you know, whenever you get in front of a computer, you can alternatively shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and just in the subject line, put consulting, and then, you know, just reach out to me and then we'll be in contact and just see if it's a good fit. I am looking to just work with one person. That's not scarcity, urgency. That's not a marketing gimmick. I legit only work with one. I think the most I've ever worked with is two people at a time. And that's just because it was the perfect fit. I'm not looking to work with anybody that hasn't done any deals. There's a particular type of individual I'm looking to work with. So you have to have an existing business up and running. You have to be already marketing and generating leads, and you had to have done some deals. And then obviously you just got to be somebody that I want to work with, you know, from an attitude perspective and personality, et cetera. So if you have any interest in that, take a look at the show notes page. There'll be a link in there so you can reach out or just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And yeah, look forward to connecting with you. If not, then just continue to tune into the podcast. I got some great guests lined up heading into 2019 and just some cool content I'm going to be rolling out soon. So thanks so much. I really appreciate you tuning in. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.